Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the last line on page 552. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hayushnayim, there were two people. Echad Makir, ve'echad Eino Makir. One was Makir, the tree or the fence that was 2,000 amos away, and one was not Makir. She'eino Makir Moser Shvisaso LaMakir. The one who doesn't recognize it gives over his shvisa to the one who recognizes it. Va'omer, and the one who recognizes it says on behalf of both of them, shvisa seinu b'makom poni. Our shvisa is going to be in that place. Now this is really a continuation of that which we learned in the beginning of Sif Yud Aleph, where the Bir Halacha said in Sif Yud Aleph, on the words makir ilan ogader, on page Resh Ayin Vav, the Mechaber told us that if you recognize an Ilan or a Gadar, so then if you were traveling, you could be making your Makom Shvisa over there, even though you're not there. But the Bir Halacha says, Avalim Eino Makir Shum Makom. But if you don't recognize any place, Va'omar Stam, and you make a general statement, Shvisasi B'Sof Apai Mikan, that my Shvisa should be in 2,000 Amos from here, Lo Mahani. It doesn't help Afu De'a Rishona. So a person who is not makir the place cannot be making his makom shvisa over there. That's why the Mechaber over here in Sif Yud Beis talks about two people. One's makir, one's eino makir. The one who's eino makir cannot be creating a makom shvisa at a distance. So the eino makir gives over his shvisa to the makir, and the makir can do it on behalf of both of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Beis, Moser shvisasa lamakir, sha'omer lo shvisasi imcha. He says to his friend, my shvisa is with you. V'hamakir omer shvisa seinu b'makom ploni. And then the makir says on behalf of both of them, our shvisa is in makom ploni. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Yud Gimel. V'davko leba baderech etiru lo ki agavna. Davko, someone that was on the way, he was walking, they were makir him to be mekayim makom shvisa in this way. Avalo l'mishu b'beiso, but not for someone who's in his house. V'im Omer came, and if he said this expression of Shvisasi v'makom ploni when he was in his house, lo alolo, it does not work for him. V'ein lo elo shvisas beso. And all he gets is shvisa in his house where he is, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Gimel, it only works l'baba derech. D'mishum dehu yageya baderech, because he's tired on the way. Hu dehekelu shekone shvisa b'dibur ba'alma. That's when Chazal were lenient that he could be kone shvisa with speech alone. Masha Omar Shvisasi B'makom Ploni, that which he said, my Shvisa is in that place. Masha Enkin Mishahaya Bebeso, which is not the case by someone who's in his house, Ein Kona Shvisa Elokeshaholech Biraglov, he cannot be Kona Shvisa unless he goes to that place with his feet. V'yoshev Shom Atche Telchshach, and he stays there till it gets dark. Oshe Meniach Shom Mazon Shtei Seudos, or he makes what we call an Erev Tchumen, and he puts down two Seudos worth of food. Sevkotan Ayin Dalid. If he attempts to make his shvisa b'makom ploni when he's sitting in his house, he only gets the shvisa in his house. In this case, even the first opinion that we had earlier in Sif Yud Aleph, the svirle that holds, shum over there, lo yozuz mimikomo. If a person is traveling and he says he wants to make his makom shvisa somewhere else, which doesn't work, let's say it's beyond 2,000 amos, so since that was too far, that doesn't work. And since he didn't want to be mekayem his makom shvisa, to be kona is makom shvisa where he is, so he uprooted from here and didn't get that, so he's stuck, he's lo yozuz mimikomo. Even according to that first sheet that we had in Sif Yud Aleph, he's moded yesh lo shvisa b'beiso. In our case in Sif Yud Gimel, when a guy's in his house and he tries to be making a makom shvisa at a distance that doesn't work, he will still get the shvisa of his bias, and we won't say the din is lo yozuz mimikomo. Why? The kevan de ome the beso, because since he's in his house, vadai nicho le de likni shvisa bebeso. For sure, it's good for him to be kona shvisa in his house. Kishelo yoel amiraso likno shvisa makom acher, when his speech doesn't help him be kona makom shvisa somewhere else. Kemoshe gasadnu leel sov simen tovches b'mishabura, like we said earlier at the end of simen tovches in the mishabura. So if the mishabura is telling me over here, even according to the first opinion that said that while you're walking and you try to make a kinyan in a makom shvisa at a distance, if that's not successful, you have showed you don't want it over here, so you end up with nothing. All you have is dalat amos, you have no 2,000 amos. But when you're in your house, it's different. Even if you try to be kona makom shvisa far away, that doesn't work. still you will get your makom shvista in the house, and you'll have 2,000 amos from all directions in the house, because of course a person doesn't want to give up his makom shvista in the house. And that concludes Simen Tov Tes. And now we're going to begin Simen Tov Yud. Din ha-machzik baderach kedei likno shvisa, the halacha of someone who is going out on the road in order to be kone a makom shvisa. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mishan eskavin likboa shvisaso b'mokom yadua etzlo. A person who intended to be kone his makom shvisa in a place that he knows about, v'hechzik baderech, and he went off on the road, v'holach, and he walked, kedei shiagia la'oso makom yiknebo shvisa. So he started traveling towards that place that is known to him to be kone shvisa over there. So afal pisha lo higia, even though he didn't reach his destination, velo amad sham, and he never stood there, el hechziro chaveiro lolun etzlo, rather his friend brought him back to sleep by him, osha chazer me'atzmo lolun, or he returned on his own to go to sleep, osha nisake, but for some other reason he got held up, yeshlo lahalech lomochar ad mokom shen niskavin lo, he's allowed to walk on Shabbos to the place where he was trying to go to, and from that place he will have 2,000 amos in all directions. Since he decided in his heart to be kona his shvisa over there, the hechzik baderach, and he went out on the road, nasa kemisha omacham, we make it as if he was standing there, o shiniach eruvo sham, or as if he actually put his eruv over there. Baba medvar mamurim, when were these words said? Ba'ani. By a poor person, she'in matriachin also laniach eruv. That's where we're not matriach a poor person to put down an eruv. O berachok, for someone that's far away, kigon shaya baba derach, that he was traveling. Avalim lo haya ani velo rachok lo. But if he wasn't an ani, he wasn't rachok. Then being kona makom shvisa through your dibur would not work. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. So the Mechaber told us someone was niskavin likbo shvisa b'mokom yudua etzlo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hainu sha'oso ha'mokom mesuyim. It was a very specific place. Kigon ilon o gader, like we had before, a tree or a fence, kedil el b'simen hakodem. And he had in his mind to be kona shvisa over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekotan beis ha'mechaber sosam kedas ha'rambam. In this sif, the Mechaber is so same like the sheet of the Rambam, that what's going on is the person was traveling to get to a place to be kona shvisa there. Omnam das harbe poskim. However, the opinion of many poskim is v'davka im yitziyaso ha'isa shelo amanas la'ariv. Specifically, if he went out on the road not to make an eriv, v'rak lalechas l'makom acher b'sof arba alofim mikan. His only intention was to start traveling and to go 4,000 amos from here. Zen nechshav lebaba derech. That's considered a person who's out on the road. V'amrinan, and then we say afshech ziru chaveru lolan etzlo. Even though his friend brought him back to sleep by him, kevan de'anan sahadi. Since we are the edim, deboi lemeza lhasan, that he wanted to go to this destination. Afagav de lo omer shvisasi b'mokom ploni. Even though he didn't say the words that he was supposed to say, that my shvisa is in that place. Keman de omer dami. It's as if he said it. V'kona sham shvisa ba'oso makom, and he's kona shvisa in that place. She rogel tamid likno shvisa sham, in the place that he's normally kona shvisa. So we know what that place is. Then it's going to work, even without the dibur. The bevadei neskavin likno shvisa sham kidei shiucha leilech lemachar sham. Because for sure his kavana was to be kona shvisa over there, so he should be able to go to that destination tomorrow. That's where he wanted to go. Avol biyotza kidei la'arei. But according to these other poskim, if he went out like the case of the Rambam and he was going out in order to make an eruv, lo chashiv kebaba derech, that person is not considered a baba derech. Viraki Yoshe Bebeso. Rather, he's considered like someone who's sitting in his house. The Lo Havi Eruv Ba'amira Levad, and an Eruv will not help with just an Amira. So there's a machlokas over here between the Rambam and other poskim. Why did this person leave his house? According to the Rambam, and the Mechaber is going with that, he went out to make an Eruv, to be Kona Shvisa with his Raglayim in that place, which is the main way of making an Eruv. And for some reason, he was brought back by his friend or on his own or for some other reason. So we say he gets his makom shvisa over there. But the other poskim disagree with the Rambam. Bedafka, not that case. It's bedafka talking about a case where a person just wanted to go there and spend Shabbos there, and it didn't work out. He had to come back. So then we give him that place that he'll be able to go there tomorrow, and he'll have his makom shvisa over there. Sifkatan gimel. Afal pi shelo higia, even though he never reached his destination. V'hu shahaya efshar lahagia. But it has to be that it was able, it was possible for him to reach that destination. If he would have run, like we saw in the earlier simon, shechazar bi'atzmo lalun. So he said either his friend brought him back or he went back on his own to sleep. Hainu shemitchilu lo niskavin laza. That was not his original intention. Ki yotza amanas lachshoch sham. Because again, like we said, lefi the Rambam and the Mechaber, he went out to be there when it's dark. Velikno sham shvisa biraglam. That he kona shvisa over there with his feet. The achar kach nimloch lachsor, and then he changed his mind to come back. V'lolun bebeisu, went to sleep in his house. Ulamochar leilech l'shamen, to go back out there tomorrow during the day on Shabbos. However, in nimloch lagamri, but if when he went back, he totally changed his mind from all his plans. So bevadai neker l'mafreya mashahaya bedai telukno shvis hashem. Then for sure he has uprooted retroactively that which he had in his mind to be kona the shvisa over there. V'arehu kibnei iro, and he gets the regular din of the members of the city. So if he totally backs out of all his plans, it nullifies everything. But lefi the Rambam, it's talking about a person who's going out to be machshech al atchum. He wants to be kona shvisa beraglayim. So even though he came back, he's kona shvisa over there. Sivkot and hey. So the Mechaber said, since he was gomar belibo likbo sham shisaso, and he was hechzik baderech, zakta mishabura, the chashvinan le bazek kebab baderech. We view this person like a baba derech, basimen akodim, like we discussed in the simon before. Then the Mechaber ended off the sif and said, "Bamed v'mamurim." When are these words true, either by an ani or by a rachuk? Now here the Mishabura explains that the bamed v'mamurim is not going back on the last nakuda that we were just discussing. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Gimel, he points out the lo koi hay bamed v'mamurim leinyan ani kishehilsek baderech akasim ikodim. This Bamedva Mamurim talks about an Ani is not saying the Ani case is a case where it was Helsik Baderach that was just discussed. Elokoi HaBamedvar Mamurim Inyan Ikradin. These words, Bamedva Mamurim of the Mechaber, is going back on the Ikradin over here. What's along by meaning to say? Eimasayucha Likboa Shvisa Al Mokom Shalohigia Adayin Lashom. When do we say that a person can be kona Shvisa in a place that he never reached? The Gambali Hanochas passed even without putting bread over there. That's the afka ba'ani. That's what the Mechaber means to say. B'med v'amunne could be kona shvisa without being in that place. That's the afka by an ani. V'hainu afilu hu bebeiso b'richo. That's even if he's in his house. Or if he's a person that's not an ani but he's far away. V'chein muchach mebir hagra. Shemefarish kein. This is how the bir hagra explains it as well. V'adin ito. And he's really right. Halo v'asa shulchan aruch novea b'zeh midivri ha-Rambam. Because as we said before, this Mechaber is following the words of the Rambam. V'das ha-Rambam kein hu kayadua ba-poskim, and that is the shita of the Rambam, like is understood from the poskim. So now let's see the Mishabura and Sivkot and Vav, medvam amurim and ba'oni, like we just learned in the Shaar Tzion, when were these words said that a person could be kona shvisa in a place that he didn't reach? Ba'oni, rotzalomar ba'oni she'ein lo mazon shtei sudos laniach eruv. Talking about a poor person who doesn't have two sudos to put down for an eruv. And to burden him to go with his feet and to be ma'ariv with his feet over there, that the Chachamim didn't want to do to him. Al kein mutter lomar bebeso. Therefore, an ani is allowed to say in his house, shvisasi b'mokom ploni, I'm making my shvisa in that place. That is bamed v'amurim number one, that a person can get an eruv not being there. If he's an ani, so then he can be kona shvisa with a dibur alone. Number two, ubehechzek baderach, and one who went out on the road. Af ba'oshir yocholomer shvisasi b'makom ploni. Even a wealthy person who went out on the derech is able to say that my shvisa is b'makom ploni. Umashikosav oberocho kagon shahaya baba derech, and that which the Mechaber says, or he was far away. For example, he was baba derech, kvarbeir mitchilu, we already explained above, to behechzek baderech, the one who started out on the road, hekelu ki'ilu baba derech mamish. We're lenient with him as if he was traveling mamish. The ayin bebir alocha sheveinu das kama poskim shesovrim. Look in the bir alocha where we brought down the shita of some poskim that hold the af ba'ani lo akelu lomar shvisasi v'mokom ploni. Even by an ani, we're not lenient for him to say, my shvisa is mokom ploni, kishu bebeisa, when he's sitting in his house. Ki im kishahichsik far baderach. Even by an ani, they say we require that he already went out and started traveling there. V'chein pasak ha-chai odom, and so too paskins the chai odom. We'll stop here and continue with Sivbeis, Emir Tzashem, in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.